Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Friday, April 24th, 2026 edition. Joining us on the line right now is the owner of the W Tax Group down in Southfield, Michigan, southeastern Michigan. Love Oakland County, love the Detroit Tigers. Mitchell Lipton is on the line, the owner again of the W Tax Group. Just go ahead and unmute your mic, Mitchell. We'll be good to go. Good morning, sir.
Hello, Randy. How are you?
I'm really good, buddy. I'm so excited. Tarek Skubal hit that walk-off home run yesterday, or Torkelson did for Tarek Skubal's victory. I just love that game. I don't know if you got a chance to see it, but Spencer Torkelson, bottom of the ninth inning. It was fantastic. Walk-off home run. Man, it was great.
And it really was.
Yes. Hey, and I want to talk to you about your company, the W Tax Group, what it is you guys do for people. They're hearing the commercials. I'm getting text messages. I'm like, pick up the phone and call him. Don't call me. Pick up the phone and call him. But the bottom line is, you guys are truly fixing people's lives. Things get out of whack. Taxes don't get filed. Taxes don't get paid. They have some hardships. They have medical bills. They're not working. They're getting behind. Things just happen to people. And over the years, you guys have basically seen it all.
That's true. Yeah, suffice to say, we have seen it all. And you know, the most important thing is the intake is we do intake and try to get a real thorough understanding of a person's situation. And when we do the intake, then the attorney is responsible to look at their situation and then tell them what type of outcome that we can present them with. Because it's just like you said, if there's hardships, if there's situations where there's more going out than is coming in, there's a lot of different outcomes that folks can pursue or that we are able to pursue for them legally that can, you know, take away a lot of those sleepless nights that they may be having, because we understand it's incredibly stressful to have back tax issues. And no judgment here, just straight answers is what we're all about in terms of giving folks.
Yeah. And when you say intake, basically it's a free phone call. People pick up the phone, the number 855-346-1788. This is just a free phone call where people can call and basically share their story with you guys. And like you say, no judgment. Everybody's had problems in the past at some point in their lives. And basically, they just pick up the phone and they have a conversation with you guys.
Exactly. And our number one mission, if somebody feels like we're a good fit and we're able to ascertain they're a good fit, our number one mission is to put them in a position where we get them the absolute best outcome with the IRS by doing a detailed review of all their income, expenses, and assets, making sure we avoid any garnishments, any liens, that type of stuff. And then we want to make sure to look at every single option available so we can make the best recommendation based on their current situation.
And the thing of it is, I like about it, when people go to the website wtaxattorney.com, the reason that this is so critically different than so many of these other services, I mean, we all have heard commercials from all kinds of different companies. There's a lot of companies out there that allege to do what you guys do, But more importantly, the main focus, even your website's name, WinnerWTaxAttorney.com. You guys come at this from a absolutely legal standpoint. This is on staff, full-time attorneys. These are not just consultants or people that are familiar with the IRS or whatever. You actually have on-staff tax attorneys full-time that work for you and your company.
That's correct. And they're all they do, and they live, eat, and breathe, talking to the IRS for our clients, talking to the states for our clients, if it's applicable, if they have state tax issues. And they live, eat, and breathe from morning until night, negotiating on behalf of our clients. Because when all is said and done, the people that we do talk to, their biggest fear is they're going to receive a lien, garnishment, or bank levy. And, you know, until the minute we are able to take on their case, we can alleviate that fear and let them know it's not going to happen, and we can put this in a direction again where it's going to become a whole lot less stressful, and you're not going to lose as much sleep as you may be losing over your situation.
Well, one of the biggest things, and I just got a text message. One of the things, and it ties right actually into this text message that I was going to mention, is state of Michigan, other states. We have listeners all over on the internet listening on our website, yourdefendingfathers.com. But the text message I'm getting is from a business owner up in the UP. And he said, the feds aren't a problem. The biggest problem he has is payroll taxes, withholding taxes, sales tax. I don't know exactly what kind of business he owns. He said, but can Mitchell and his team help me deal with Lansing? Answer,
yes,
specifically
absolutely.
Lansing. How is that process? What is it that he's dealing with as a business owner when he's talking about, I don't understand it because I've never done sales tax. I've never had to collect sales tax. How does that problem work?
Well, sales tax is an issue that the attorneys have to attack with the state because it has to do with, obviously, there's some discrepancies between what the business was supposed to pay the state and what the state is saying they received. So we have to clarify all that. But the bottom line is the attorneys are able to do a deep dive into a state, into a case like that. And yes, we get a lot of those cases, and we have a high level of expertise in that. Payroll taxes are generally a federal issue with the IRS, and the payroll tax part of the equation, which again, we handle a lot of payroll cases throughout the nation. The payroll taxes are an IRS issue where you typically have clients that you have to match their taxes. So when they have taxes taken out of a paycheck, the employer is supposed to max that and, you know, send it to the federal government. And if something's gone awry and you're not matching that, then you've got a payroll tax issue. They're two very serious matters that definitely need to be addressed. And it's definitely an expertise that our attorneys have. And in that particular case, I would have that person call, and we would probably do an intake with an attorney available to make sure to get it right because of the seriousness of both of those issues.
Well, like he said, and I may have misread his text, he said the federal government with the payroll tax, he doesn't have a problem, but sales tax,
yeah.
And he goes, Lansing is screwed up, is in his text message. So basically, this is kind of a common thing you're saying then, where there's some kind of imbalance or, you know, what was expected to be received. How does Lansing say you owe extra sales tax when you've taken it right off of a cash register or right off of the computer system? How can that possibly get screwed up?
Well, it's called bureaucracy, and it's something that, you know, without knowing all the facts, I think the attorney would just be guessing at what happened. But that's why what we would do in a situation like that is we would onboard a client, and then we would immediately go to work and do what's referred to as a compliance check to determine exactly what the state's saying. And based on what they're saying, clarify whether it's accurate or not, and if it's not accurate, clean it up. So as far as that goes, it's not something I can really comment on without a lot more facts.
A lot more information. Got it. Yeah.
Exactly.
But it does exist. I mean, you guys deal with this stuff all the time, and this is definitely something that exists here in Lansing. And surprise, surprise, a bureaucracy in Lansing that is screwed up? I mean, give me a break. Anyway, yeah. I totally get that. One of the other things I wanted to ask you about, and this has to do with liens. Some people have some severe issues with the IRS, and they might put a lien on their home, or they might put a lien on a, or like you say, a levy on a bank account, something like that. Are these issues that can get rectified relatively quick, especially if you're talking about seizing a bank account and taking money out of it? How does that process work?
Well, you know, we always tell clients we want to be proactive and get it taken care of before it gets to that point.
Yes.
Once it gets to that point, what the bad news generally is, once they take something, it's very, very hard to get back. That being said, we can get involved, though, and stop that from occurring. But, you know, the honest answer is a tax lien can only be fully released when the underlying tax debt's gone. However, there's one option that can remove the lien from public record, which we would go over with the client. So there are instances we can remove liens. With a wage garnishment, once the money's been handed over to the IRS or state, getting it back is extremely difficult. However, again, at that point, the key is to talk to the client and stop it from occurring further.
Anymore.
And with a bank, yeah, and with a bank levy, it's the same thing. But the good news with the bank levy is if we are able to act quickly, there's a 21-day window from the time the bank received the levy before those funds are actually sent to the IRS.
Got it. So if they present a judgment or whatever or a claim, the client has 21 days to object to it and fight it, and that's something you guys can help them with.
Yeah, the short answer is during that time,
yes,
we may be able to negotiate a resolution that gets part or all of those funds released back into their account.
Very good.
So
excellent.
That's the short answer.
I'm going to give the phone number out again, 855-346-1788. WTaxAttorney.com is their website. If you like this information, just text me W, and I'll send it to you right from my phone. Mitchell, thanks so much, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep, Randy, let's win 2 out of 3 this.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Not going to mention any names. Everything that you guys share with me, text me when talking with Mitchell Lipton of the W Tax Group down in Southfield, will be kept confidential. And as soon as I get off the show, I will delete your messages. They will not be stored in my phone. And if I reply back to you because you text me W for the winner tax group, as soon as I send you the contact information, I will delete that as well. So there'll be no storage or any record of you ever texting me asking for this help. This is my word to you. Anything you text me during the show, and if you request the information, just like this person did up in the UP, I just sent them the information for Mitchell. You can get a hold of them. Once you guys do, it's gone. It's out of my phone as if it never existed. So again, y'all have my phone number stored in your phone as Trucker Randy, 231-360-5140. Text me W, just the capital letter W. My phone has been set up to reply back with Mitchell Lipton. He's the owner of the W Tax Group. I will send you his cell phone number, the office number, 855-346-1788, and his email address. Mitchell Lipton, 123. It's that simple. Simple as 123 at gmail.com. If you want to email him, you want to text him, or you want to call the office, you'll get this information. As soon as this contact information auto replies back to your phone, I delete the entire conversation. Your W text to me, my reply with the contact screenshot, as soon as it goes through, I put it into auto delete as if it never happened. I don't want to know about your problems. I just want to help you. And again, Mitchell was highly vetted by a good longtime friend of mine. He came to me on a referral, and I've been looking for this type of service, this type of company for years to get them as a sponsor, and they truly want to help you guys. Truly care about you, just like all my other sponsors. Because one of the things I say to people, if they call me, I had a gentleman call me up and say, how much is it to run an ad on your radio station? I said, well, there's my show, which I pay the radio station to be on the air 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. but then there's commercial times available through the radio station. But before we go down that road, what do you do? What's your business? He said, well, I sell guns up here in the UP. I'm a licensed firearm dealer. And I said, stop. I'm sorry. I greatly appreciate the inquiry, but we already have a gunsmith firearm dealer, Tom and Karen Curtis in Petoskey. I only have one sponsor for each industry, for each service, each product line. And because they've been with me forever, they've been with me from the beginning. I said, I'm sorry, but I can't take your ads. I can't do anything for you. So you just simply need to call another radio station. He said, but I listen to your show every day and I really like your format. I like the information you give. He said, I've learned so much about Michigan news, Michigan politics by listening to your show. Your audience is ideal for what I do. And I said, I get it. I totally get it. I said, if something changes with Tom and Karen Curtis, then I'll give you a call. I'll get back to you. Oh, wow, that's crazy. I've never heard any radio station ever say this before. Well, I'm loyal to my sponsors just like they're loyal to you guys. And any way possible, I can ask questions, vet these sponsors to know what it is they do, to know exactly what their policies are, how they treat their customers, their return policies. What if somebody buys a firearm from you and they take it to the gun range the very first time and it doesn't work? Can you fix it? Well, I refer them to a gunsmith. Well, that's not the way Tom and Karen Curtis operate. If they sell a firearm and it doesn't work, bring it back and they'll fix it. They'll make it right, or they'll give you a refund and you can buy something else from them. It's the mission statement of what we've operated from going all the way back to April of 2012, 14 years ago and 8 days ago. I made this commitment that I only wanted to vet sponsors and have people on this show that I believed in, people that I use their products, goods, and services. Every single sponsor I have, I believe in, and I vet them, and I make sure that they give the best service for the best dollars, and they're able to take care of you guys like your family. If you don't meet that criteria, I don't want you as a sponsor. Go advertise somewhere else. That's the way we operate on this show and this station. Greatly appreciate you guys so, so very much. Greatly appreciate sponsors, everything that we have going, and we are going to have a fantastic 2026. I am so looking forward to it. We got so many things planned. It's just, it's exciting time to be alive. I appreciate you guys very much. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Have a great weekend, everybody. God willing, we'll be back on Monday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s.